This is 91.5 KRCC. This week, we continue to focus on the barriers that many face in finding housing. We're bringing you the stories of people in Colorado Springs who say they've faced discrimination issues of affordability. The recordings come from the city and are part of an initiative aimed to better equip tenants and homeowners with the resources for overcoming these situations. Today, we hear from a woman whose story involves allegations of domestic violence, which is why we're not using her name. She applied for the Violence Against Women Act, or VAWA, but says the public housing authority took nearly a year to find her a new home, all the while jeopardizing her safety.
I recently applied for the VAWA. This was August of last year. I had my ex break out the windows to my car, break the key off in the ignition. I made a police report. I did call the police. I had reported it to my housing authority. And it seems like I wasn't being taken seriously, like I wasn't telling the truth, or it just wasn't taken seriously. And I've gotten that a lot. I had a dog as well. When you have a dog, that's like another family member. I mean, no matter what kind of dog it is, no matter what breed, what size, whatever. He was a very good dog. He did not damage the property. He did not hurt my kids. And he was pretty much like my protection. So basically I got a letter saying if I didn't get rid of him, I won't get my transfer to move. And that's basically what I had put in for, was to move away from my ex. And so, you know, I'm like really trying to figure out how I'm gonna get rid of my dog and still feel safe. So that's basically where I was put on hold, I guess I should say. I got rid of my dog to a family friend, which was still hard, probably about 5 months ago, 6 months ago. And after I got rid of him, I was really uncomfortable. I was nervous. I was scared. I was constantly, like, I couldn't sleep comfortably at night. I just did not feel safe whatsoever. And, you know, I mentioned that to her, and I was honest what kind of dog he was, how much he weighed, and it was because he was a pit bull. Period, point blank. I was approved probably like 2 months after I applied. However, by the time a unit came available, I had already made my safety plan. I was already feeling safe at home, you know, without my dog. And I didn't want to move. I felt like I was pressured to move. Me and my son did sign the lease for the new unit. However, it was like I had like an hour to make the decision, yes or no. I felt like it was, I had to. I mean, I applied for it. This is, you're getting what you wanted, so you're gonna have to take it. Not in those exact words, of course, but that's, I mean, I was signing the lease and I just got this sick feeling to my stomach. And my caseworker's just sitting there handing me the next form, you know, sign this, hurry up, sign this. And so after that, like the next day, I didn't want to do it. I mean, I had planted flowers, I had planted grass. I had done a lot of work to this property that I called home. They gave me 7 days to move. And so I went to the office and I'm like, I can't do this. Financially, I can't do this and I don't feel safe moving to a new neighborhood. I feel safe where I'm at already. So I know my neighbors know me, and I really was hoping that she would understand my safety plan. I mean, it took a year to get my move. So by that time, you know, I already had my own safety plan. So she said, no, there's nothing that I could do, that I have to move to the unit. So I made it happen and I'm very stressed. I'm thankful, like I do appreciate the help and the housing and just being able to be one of the clients that are not still on the waiting list. I just did it hoping for the best. I didn't have a choice. It's a hard situation to, if I don't share my domestic violence, you know, issues, and something happens, then how will I be protected? But if I share it, how will I still be protected?
The Violence Against Women Act prohibits public housing authorities from denying housing to any person simply because they have been a victim of domestic violence, dating violence, or stalking. The act also says survivors and their dependents are to be granted emergency transfers to any available safe unit if remaining in their current location gives them reason to fear for their lives and/or safety. We contacted the Colorado Springs Housing Authority for some insight, and while he couldn't address this specific situation, a spokesman said VAWA transfers are a high priority, but the course of action depends on various circumstances.